congratulations. That was just that was just a gutsy performance by your guys tonight.
Yeah, it really was. You know, we struggled in the first half offensively, and then came back out, and you know, I think sort of took control of the ball game and took advantage of some turnovers and some field position, and didn't give up. That was a great thing. Didn't give up at all.
Did South Carolina do something defensively that surprised you guys early?
They were doing a little bit more of the, you know, bare defense with all, you know, all three of the inside linemen covered and with two linebackers down. So, you know, it was a little bit of an adjustment we had to make. And that's pretty hard to do during the game, you know. And it was something they had not done a bunch of. They had done some. Mm-hmm. So I thought Coach Kane and staff did a great job going in at halftime and reformulating the game plan and getting something we could execute out there. And, you know, we had the big plays, the Brandon Barden, and that was, you know, one we had in the game plan for sure. We didn't make that one up. And then the reverses, you know, they worked well, you know, trying to slow them down from their pursuit. And then once we did that, we started running the ball pretty effectively.
How limited did your offensive game plan become because of the mounting injuries and another one added tonight in the receiver corps?
Well, it doesn't allow you to do everything you would like to do. You know, you're asking some youngsters to go in there and do some things, and you know, this is just experience. One time Jamie caught one of those little quick screens and started to shake and bake a little bit. You can't do that in this league. They'll run you down. And, you know, just something he's got to learn. But, you know, that's what we're going through right now. We got to, you know, let those young guys get out there and get some experience and learn a few things the hard way.
We'll take a break, come back with more with head coach Bobby Johnson right after this. Vanderbilt a winner tonight over South Carolina, 24-17. We continue with head coach Bobby Johnson. Bobby, it was pretty apparent the game plan defensively. You came after Smelly, you know, kind of all night. They did a pretty good job of keeping the pressure off of him, but, you know, what is the philosophy behind that? And was it just not to give up the big play, just not try to give him a lot of time?
Well, it's not to give him time. That's the thing. You know, I think Coach Spurrier does a great job of designing routes. And, you know, if you let him sit back there with time, you know, they're going to have a pretty good chance of completing them if they can deliver the ball. So we're just trying to get the ball out of his hands in a hurry. And sometimes you take your chances. Sometimes you don't have enough to cover all the zones, but you try to rally to the ball and tackle them before they can make a whole bunch of yards. And it was a little give and take tonight. You know, sometimes we would do that. Sometimes we were unsuccessful doing it. But, you know, that's going to happen in a game. Every play you call or every defense you call doesn't always work.
Well, you got a couple of big got some big plays, and there's some guys that probably need to be mentioned individually. You know, Patrick Benoit had 15 tackles tonight and a sack. Greg Billinger, I'm sure you'll look at film and break it all down. Greg may have had his best game. He had a terrific night inside.
He did. He was very active in there, not only on the pass but on the rush too. And they were all playing hard. I think Myron cramped up a little bit and then had to get him out, and he went back in. Rashard cramped up a little bit and he went out and then went back in. So those guys are pretty tough.
You wondered down the stretch too, when you've got the lead, the clock is running, you look around and you're losing guys to either cramping or injury or whatever. There could be a real tendency to kind of get ultra conservative and not take a lot of chances, but you know, you kind of, for the most part, stuck with everything all the way down the stretch.
Yeah, we did. You know, we tried just to stay consistent, and you know, when you do that, you got a chance to get better at what you're doing, and you know, the familiarity of who you're blocking, you know, helps you out a little bit. So, still used to the panic, and you know, especially when you're trying to kill the clock and you throw an interception or an incompletion, and that stops the clock or they get the ball. So you know, go with the percentages and try to hang on. We did.
Well, so many times you've heard, when are you going to get that big win at home? You've had all those big wins on the road. Well, you know, maybe this will finally stop that for a little while.
Well, it may for a little while, but, you know, I hope we continue to get them. That's the key thing. So I told the guys that this ups the ante a little bit, you know. More is expected of you when you have success, so we got to keep working.
You get a couple of days extra this week. Might be a good time for that, huh?
Sure. Yeah, this is a good time for a day off, and they'll have they got to go to class tomorrow, but they'll have no practice tomorrow and no practice Saturday, and then we'll get back on the regular Sunday to Saturday schedule, which is going to be a blessing, you know, for these last 2 weeks. We'll finally know what day it is.
Well, the other thing is the coaches are going to wake up in different towns tomorrow night, I guess. It's an opportunity, a rare one, for you to actually get out on the road and do some recruiting on a Friday night.
We're going, and I'm going to Louisiana myself, and we'll be out there trying to convince this is the place for people to go to school and play football.
Well, they got a good look at it tonight all over the country. Congratulations. It was a great win.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Coach Bobby Johnson, Vanderbilt, a winner tonight 24-17. We'll come back, wrap up our portion from the stadium right after this.